Hi, I'm Sarah Perks, Programme Director at Corner House, and I'm here with comedian, TV personality and artist Harry Hill. And he's contributed a piece to our current exhibition, which is Unrealised Potential. So, Harry, how did you get involved in Unrealised Potential?
First of all, I can confirm your credentials because they are written on a lanyard around your neck, so if there's any doubt about that. Well, I was contacted by the notorious artist Mike Chavez Dawson. There's a nice mix of surnames. Yeah, and he asked me if I had any ideas that I had lying around that I fancied realising, that laid unrealised. Little did he know that I've got a whole drawerful, which I never called them unrealised projects as much as doomed.
Okay, so tell us, what was the project? What was the idea that you contributed?
Well, what it was to restage Cruikshank's Worship of Bacchus using well-known alcoholics. Basically, this Cruikshank character, he was a teetotaler, and he used to paint these big pictures showing the demon nature of drink. And I've been involved with this exhibition at the Tate Rue Britannia, and they've restored this massive Cruikshank painting. And occurred to me one day wandering through there that it might be a nice one to redo, especially in the way that Binge Britain's covered at the moment. Everyone's out boozing. Never been a better time to perhaps point out the dangers of drinking. I mean, I say that and I am drunk now.
I am not, just for the record. Okay, who do you want to buy the idea? Who do you hope would realise it, or when?
Well, it would be nice if it was someone who had a few contacts, you know. Mm. We need someone who probably is already an established drinker.
Yeah.
Perhaps he drinks in some of the clubs that the well-known drinkers drink in. You know, he's got to have someone with... We've got to have someone with contacts.
Yeah, like the Peveril, someone.
Who?
Yeah. Peveril of the Peak. It's a nice pub nearby.
Is that where all the big stars go? The drinkers?
Well, the big drinkers. About the stars. And just going back to the show, Unrealised Potential, what do you think is meant by Unrealised Potential?
It implies unlocking something, doesn't it? You know, something that's laid dormant.
Waiting to be discovered.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the time, we all have ideas, but what's stopping us from doing it is time and money often.
And thinking about another part of the show, strategic questions, what is wealth?
What is wealth? Well, a lot of it is time, isn't it? I think time is the crucial thing. You know that we're only put on this earth for a very short amount of time. And some people choose to use that time, perhaps appearing in Coronation Street for 20 years. Other people might choose to use that time drinking themselves to an early grave. But I think it's having opportunities and having the time to see those through. It's not as simple as money. I mean, I have been poor. When I qualified, I was in debt and I didn't have any money. I didn't get paid. I used to go around doing open spots for money. But I was quite happy then. You can be happy then. And sometimes having just money kind of complicates things. And I'm quite well off at the moment, but it's just another complication.
Thank you, Harry, and thank you for being a part of our current exhibition, Unrealised Potential.
My pleasure.